Chapter 1. The Dawn of Language. Reading. The world today is made up of many, many languages. Researchers at the Summer Institute of Linguistics, SIL, collect information about languages throughout the world. In their latest edition of their findings, called the Ethnologue, they have collected information on roughly 6,000 different languages. But there are researchers who believe that all of these 6,000 languages can be traced back to a single mother language, which is sometimes called proto-world. Linguists have known for a long time that languages are related to each other. For example, English is in the family of languages called Germanic, because researchers can show that English and German were once the same language. Similarly, French, Spanish, and Italian are called Romance languages and developed directly from Latin. Yet, if we go further into history, all of these languages are connected. In 1786, Sir William Jones, while working in India, noticed that Greek, Latin, and Sanskrit were remarkably similar. He believed it was possible to create a much larger language family called Indo-European. Indo-European languages range from Sanskrit in India to Icelandic in Iceland. Yet, Indo-European is just one language family that has been discovered by linguists. Japanese, Korean, and Ainu belong to another family known as Altaic. But how long have humans had language? This is a tricky question for not only linguists, but also for archaeologists and anthropologists. The earliest written forms of language appear around 3000 BC in Egypt, but a recent archaeological finding of writing on a piece of broken pottery at Harappa, Pakistan, may be as old as 5500 BC. Many linguists believe, however, that spoken language must have existed for thousands of years before writing developed. Some estimates, such as those by the Tower of Babel project in Russia, suggest that proto-world may have existed at some point around 20,000 to 50,000 BC. Why language developed is controversial as well. Communication between our pre-human ancestors was certainly important, and so was warning against possible danger. The development of an extended vocal tract may also have contributed to the evolution of language as well.